Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. It's great to be with you all today, and I hope you all had a great weekend as we go into the second week of Advent. Today we're going to cover Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, and these verses are going to sound super familiar to you, or at least I hope they do, because over the next couple days, we are going to dig into the Lord's Prayer. So again, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 say, "Pray then like this, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." So that's the first half of the Our Father. No, the first fourth. And it's very important because that first plural pronoun, our, O-U-R. You see, that's very profound when you think about it. It's a prayer for the church. Now, Jesus is the only one where God the Father is his Father by nature. But through Christ, we become adopted sons of God. So he's our Father. Think about that. The creator of the universe, our Father. It's profound. It's really awesome when you think about it. Christians regard God as their Father in a more profound way than the people in the Old Testament, because we participate in the divine life of God through Jesus Christ. So hallowed be your name. Hallowed be thy name. We're asking that we all would recognize God's name as being holy, that we won't use it in vain in an irreverent manner, that whenever we utter his name, it's in a form of worship. The next verse, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We're asking that in all things, not our will be done, but God's will be done. Even if it's uncomfortable for us. In the end, God knows what is best. We're asking for his will to be done in all things throughout the universe. That's why it says, on earth as it is in heaven. So as we go through and we say this prayer, let's focus on the words and just not go through the motions of saying it. Let's focus on the words, because the words are really profound. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you.